Good afternoon, Chairman. But I just have one specific question. Can you arrange for Bernie Yates to provide all the candidates with a printed copy of those proxies that you just flashed up on the screen relatively quickly? And could you also arrange for that to include a breakdown of the undirected proxies that you held as the chairman that were related to each specific resolution? So I know it might take a few minutes, but if you could give Bernie the all clear to provide all the candidates with all the information that you had, not a slightly summarised and flashed up version.
Well, we are very happy to provide what you saw up there. If you're saying you want to see individual proxy forms,
no, I want to see I want to see a breakdown of the undirected proxies that you hold as the chairman. So in other words, all those shareholders who just signed the form and sent it back and might have left a particular resolution blank, they all defaulted to you as undirected proxies. In some of our cases, they might have ended up being a large percentage of the vote. And on what you disclosed there, you didn't... On each resolution, you obviously have those figures, and I'm asking that you provide them to us on a timely basis so we can discuss it.
It will be made available.
Okay, thank you. My specific question is the board's decision to invoke the clause in the Constitution to declare that there were only four positions on the board. Now, our Constitution states that we can have a minimum of three and a maximum of 10 directors, and you have what some people call the no vacancy rort clause, which allows you to choose any number you like after you've seen who's nominated. Now, today we actually have a pretty high calibre field of candidates, and many shareholders would have actually liked the option of adding to you four. We would have liked to have said, let's put Gamble on, we'll keep Stokes off because Bernie is right, he'd be over 20%, and let's put Mr. Avery on, and let's put Margaret Sears on, because they've got great CVs, they've got relevant media experience, certainly in the case of Mr. Avery, and they've been recommended by Korn Ferry. Now, you have taken that option away from all of us by invoking the no vacancy rort, and I just want to ask you specifically, why did you do that? Because what you've actually done here is you've placed us in a position where even if Kerry Stokes had received 100% of the votes in favour, he wouldn't have been elected because you got more than 50%. So our largest shareholder would have petitioned to get on the board, and you've structured it using a little clause in the Constitution such that 100% would have failed. Now, board size is a question for shareholders. You should have given us the choice to decide if we wanted to go as high as 10. And I'm specifically asking you invoke this, what is frankly a rort, to deny our shareholders the chance of actually expanding the board with the talent that was on offer today.
I don't think for shareholders, and shareholders who became shareholders